This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, and welcome to episode 55 of Sunday Supplement. Hello, Izzy.
Hello, Simon. You are old.
I'm not old.
You are?
I'm not. It may have been my birthday on Friday.
Happy birthday.
But here's the thing. I'm not as old as I thought I was. I thought I was going to be 33 this year, but turns out I'm only 32, which is nice.
Hey! That's the same age as Jesus.
No.
No?
33 would be the same age as Jesus.
All right. I thought you were 32. I don't know why I thought that. Maybe because you can divide it by 8.
What's that got to do with Jesus?
Wasn't Jesus a spider?
No.
Well, why did he make his webbing on some, like, you know, sticks then? Like, no, spider sticks.
What you've done there is you've confused Jesus with Spider-Man.
Oh.
You just let that truck out your wardrobe.
That was an angry Jesus.
Other things I've discovered about myself this week that are a nice surprise are that I'm 6'5".
Wow.
I have a six pack.
Mm-hmm.
And
a vagina?
No. That would be weird.
That'd be odd if you, like, you know, you just thought, oh, I've got a bit of sore back, and you managed to slip inside yourself somehow.
Ooh.
That'd be interesting.
That might be quite nice.
It'd be awkward.
Why would it be awkward?
Oh, you know, just have one where it shouldn't be.
So here we go, right? I went out with the express purpose of buying the Sunday Sport this week.
Really?
But when I got to the shop, it was full of old ladies, and I really didn't want to buy it in front of them.
You got intimidated by old ladies again, Simon. You can't let them do this to you.
They do. They bully me, old ladies. One of the old ladies in front of me, she bought, and I'm not joking, the Times, the Telegraph, the Mail, and the Express.
Is she doing a rival podcast?
Well, that's what I thought initially, but she also bought 4 boxes of Go Cat.
Wow.
So either there's a paper each for the cats, which would be pretty cool, or she's going to use them to line their litter box.
Or she's got a lion.
Who reads the Times?
Yeah. I knew somebody who had a lion.
No, you did not.
I had a conversation. No. Velda, I think, had a lion when she was a kid in the house.
A toy one.
She told me this on the bus, and it was very early in the morning, and I might have misunderstood, or she might have been winding me up, but she said that she had a lion when she was a kid, and it used to play with the dogs, and they had to get rid of it because it tried to eat someone.
Well, talking of lions, I got the Mirror this week.
I think you should lose just because of that. I wanted to get the Daily Mail for various reasons, but I couldn't find it because I went to Co-op and it was late, and so all that was there was the People. So I got the People.
For a very long time, I thought the People was the Sunday edition of the Mirror.
Did you?
Yeah.
So what did you think the Sunday Mirror was?
I didn't know it existed.
See, you're a bit like a very simple child, really, confusing mirrors for people.
Time to decide. No, that's wrong.
No,
that's
completely
different section.
Skip to the end.
Skip to the end. It might just be as quick.
Shade in and shut up.
No, I'm not going to shade in and shut up. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to cut out and keep. I was looking through my Celebs magazine.
Celebs.
And I thought, there's nothing in this. There's absolutely nothing in it.
Are there no celebrities in it?
There's lots of celebrities in it. But the thing is, it's a special edition. It's fab over 50.
So that's like Alan Rickman and that's about
No, it's women.
Oh, God.
Initially, I thought that, okay, well, obviously women over 50 can look good. But
Hell
then I
yeah.
thought, you don't often see that in a Sunday supplement, so fair play to them. So I'm offering it up. But it's Michelle Pfeiffer is 51 this year.
Right.
And she looks better and better every year.
It's almost like Photoshop's improved.
No, because she looks amazing in her films as well. You can't Photoshop an entire film.
You can do good lighting.
Yes, you can do good lighting.
And Max Factor have got technological makeup. And L'Oreal have got super styling silly creams.
I thought you'd go for this. I thought you'd be quite pleased.
I'm jaded, man. I don't want to talk about getting old. And I tell you who, though, Jennifer Saunders looks better every bloody
year. Yeah, she does. She looks amazing the older she gets. But so instead of Michelle Pfeiffer on the cover, they've put Trisha Goddard.
Yes, you texted me that. That scared me. I was trying to eat my chips and you texted me this picture and I nearly bombed.
It's not great.
Bomb, bomb, bomb. It's the opposite of nom, nom, nom.
Now, these are some of the people they think look great over 50. Okay. June Brown, who's Doc Cotton.
Well, without her Doc Cotton stuff on, I can see how she's very elegant. However, she doesn't look great.
She's 82.
Good.
Jerry Hall is 53. Joanna Lumley's 63. Then they've got Margaret Mountford.
Who?
Margaret off of The Apprentice.
Oh, God, yeah, that one. The one that looks like the man, but you can tell it's not the man because it's got lipstick.
Do you never see them in the same shot, do you?
No, you don't.
He's got one assistant and they've BBC trickery. Michelle Pfeiffer looks amazing. Trisha Goddard doesn't. And then we've got, oh, Felicity Kendall.
Oh, God.
Felicity Kendall. She phoned me up from the 1980s the other day and asked me where I was.
She phoned you up from the 1980s and said, gosh, I didn't realise you could afford a mobile telephone.
I got Honor Blackman.
Oh, God. All right, okay.
Stephanie Beecham. Hang on. Lulu.
Lulu doesn't look good.
And then about 1,000 pictures of Helen Mirren.
Nice.
Sharon Stone's 51.
Okay.
So there you go. That's it. That's really all I've got is pictures of women over 50.
Well, you see, now I've got women getting older, but also men getting older. So I've got, for their 10th wedding anniversary, we take a look at the extraordinary lives
of
Britain's most famous couple.
Beckhams.
Yeah.
That was in one of my other supplements.
I've got the People 8-page pullout. I've got a supplement in and of itself.
8 pages?
Yeah.
Right, okay. What does it say? That they're married and that they like being married?
It basically charts their haircuts. And when I say that, I'm not being ironic. They literally do. At the top of the bottom of the pages, it's just got their faces and their changing hair.
Well, a few weeks ago in something, they charted Victoria's breast size.
Wow.
Because she's had them increased, then reduced, I think. That's fickle.
I think maybe the reduced thing was because she's about half the size she was when she was in Spice Girls. That's probably just natural variation.
No, I think she actually had them reduced.
Okay.
I don't think silicone deteriorates, does it?
No, but I mean, they don't take out your breast and then replace it with silicone. They put the silicone in with your breast and your breast is made of that. Well, yours are certainly, Simon.
I have got moobs. So Stephen Fry. So,
not anymore. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I know. He's lost a lot of weight.
I don't know if I like it. He looks a bit straggly. In fact, him sat on Jeremy Clarkson. Really, very similar. And I was like, ew, that's not good.
I think if he sorts his hair out, he just look hot and bothered.
You don't want him all tussled like he's just, you know, done some... What's that? So we're talking about Top Gear, in case nobody understands.
Yeah.
Grinder? Was that
the iPhone application he was talking about? He's done too much grinding, is what you're getting at.
Yes, he has done. And grinding, for those who don't know and don't want to see Top Gear, is an application on the iPhone which lets you know what gay men are available and their proximity to you.
Using GPS.
I've got that now, so that's quite exciting.
You got GPS?
No, I've got Grindr.
Oh, you haven't got an iPhone, so have you got it on your iPod?
Tell you what you can get on your Touch now. It's an application which speaks through Wi-Fi to your computer and allows you to use the mouse from the other side of the room.
That is amazing.
That's so freaking amazing. And once they do a keyboard as well, that basically opens up your entire bedroom for all sorts of shenanigans.
The Android phones, which is what you've got, you can get an application where you point them at the night sky and they give you a map of the stars that you can see.
Which way is up on an Android phone?
Well, it figures it out.
But, like, is it the bit with the screen on? Is that up? Is it the bit you listen to? Is that up? Which bit is up?
What's the top of the phone?
Well, exactly. What is the top?
I think you point the camera at it rather than...
You point the camera, so that's, like, the bottom of the phone, I'd say.
I haven't got one, but I want one because they would be cool.
There we go. I've got a pain in all the diodes down my left side, Simon.
So basically, we've got rubbish supplements this week, is what we're
saying. Yeah, we have. But hang on, because have we discussed this before, whether Marvin is in fact paranoid or not?
He's not paranoid, no. He's a whinging git. He's me. That's who he is.
Yeah, I won't argue with that, except that I would say that Marvin's slightly more witty.
Yeah, true. And he's got Rickman's voice.
Yeah, but I don't listen to that. I prefer him with what's-his-face's voice, because you can't have a sexy android. That's just wrong, unless it's Data.
Data?
Yes.
Quite. Or Haley Joel Osment in AI.
Oh, for goodness sake. Yeah, so have you had a good week, Simon? I mean...
it's been hot. Andy Murray lost in the tennis. Right, everyone got... Oh, he didn't get to the final. He was seeded number 3. He got to exactly where he was supposed to get.
Yeah, that's true.
People were paying £4,500 to go and see him in the final. before he got there. But they got to see 100,000 million games against Roddick and Toblerone, man.
Oh, I like Toblerone.
I do quite like. I bought Toblerone in France and ate it.
My stepfather took a Toblerone to his mother.
Okay.
And she didn't like the shape.
Who wins Cut Out Keep then? I'll tell you what, you can win if you can guess how old Emma Thompson is.
Okay, well, let's think about this logically. She went to school.
good deductive reasoning.
No, she went to school with
Stephen Fry.
Yeah, and Hugh Laurie at Cambridge, because she was like, but was she already there?
Well, she was in Footlights when they won the Perrier.
And they won the Perrier mid. She must have been born maybe in 1960 or 90. But hang on, she can. No, she'd be exactly 50.
She is exactly 50. Izzy
yes!
wins.
I love Emma Thompson.
It's time to head forward into the maelstrom that is article or farcical.
This week might be slightly easy. I don't know why. Literally, I will give you the titles of just some of the articles in Take It Easy magazine. Easy slimming, easy beauty, easy fashion, easy meals, easy viewing. I mean, there's no puns. It's just annoying.
They don't have to be puns.
Okay, I won't do ones which are puns.
Okay.
So, Simon, three of these are from the supplements of this week's Sunday People. One of them I have made up. You try and guess which one.
Okay, I'll try.
I'm desperate for a baby, but live in the wrong postcode.
A postcode lottery of a baby. The Royal Mail doesn't send them out. It's the stork.
Or if you're unlucky, herons. I'm a stranger to my mum.
Are you? Dear. Did she know this?
Take your pick, dipshit.
Okay.
And lastly, but not leastly, do-gooding dogs.
Do-gooding dogs. Is that about dogging?
Alas, not. It's about dogs who do good.
Right. Now, I have a confession to make.
Mm.
I forgot to write all these down, so I've forgotten them already.
Okay, well, have a go. Have a go at remembering them.
Okay. The first one was about babies in letters.
No, it's postcodes lottery. It's I'm desperate for a baby but live in the wrong postcode.
The second one was about
being a stranger to your mum.
Then it was the dogging.
No,
it was the funny one that I laughed at.
Take your pick, dipshit.
Take your pick, dipshit. That's right. And then it was about the goodies. The goodies.
The goodie, yum, yum.
Guess what?
What?
I think it's number three.
Really?
And I think you're taking the piss out of me now. Take your pick, dipshit. Come on. What are you like?
I'm like somebody who got very depressed looking for farcicals.
Oh, okay.
Well, Simon, we'll see if you're right, shall we?
Okay, shall we see if I'm right?
I'm desperate for a baby but live in the wrong postcode. That is an article. What was that?
A celebratory jig.
Okay. I'm a stranger to my mum. That's an article.
Uh-huh.
Take your pick, dipshit.
Yeah.
That's not an article.
It's not, no.
So digging dogs is an article, so therefore Simon wins like there was any form of competition.
Simon
this week.
Wins because he's been insulted by the game. You just used it as an excuse to insult me.
Yeah.
That's not what you use the whole podcast for, isn't it?
No.
Actually, you don't even need an excuse. Exactly. You just insult me randomly.
Insult you like a slug.
I'm not a slug and I don't shrivel up if you put salt on me.
Oh, but if I insult you, you do. You get all wizened and start to look like Yoda. And then all your words get mixed up and then you just go blah, 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 blah.
What race is Yoda?
What do you mean what race is he? Apple.
He's not an apple.
He's a very old apple.
He's not a very old apple.
He is
all.
An old apple.
Is he? He's not a golden delicious. He's not a pink lady.
He's a Granny Smith. Obviously.
So you learn something new every week on Sunday Supplement. And this week we've learned...
Christopher Lee can't even fight an apple. That's what you learn.
No, you've learnt that Yoda is a hand fruit.
That's why they have that whole scene where he sits on top of Anakin's head and they shoot him with an arrow.
It's lucky we got some letters this week because we really haven't got much else to talk about in our supplements.
We could always do a bit on Dear Rachel, Britain's most straight-talking agony aunt. and she talks very straight, all of her words
go in a line.
Yeah.
I've got a sex therapist somewhere. Not in the paper, just generally somewhere in a wardrobe. Dear Sunday Supplement.
What's us?
I like Izzy.
Yeah.
And Simon.
Oh.
How am I supposed to choose who is best? You need to resolve this for me so that I can have a favourite and root for you each week. I propose a top trumps competition to decide this once and for all. And this is from Heidi in Omaha, in Nebraska. Now, she's got five categories that she's proposed, and she says which one wins in brackets. So, number one, height.
My height is 6 foot.
My height is 5 foot 6. And Heidi says tallest wins. So, yes. Izzy's 1-0. Age.
25.
I am 32, not 33. Heidi says youngest wins.
Yes.
Number three, body fat.
Ooh.
She says fattest wins. So that's me.
I don't know. Women have a higher percentage of body fat than men. So even though I am probably slightly leaner than you looking-wise, percentage-wise, I might be higher. Just because you can't see the fat doesn't
matter. I'm definitely fatter than you. Do you really want to argue about who's fatter?
Okay, you can have that one.
Okay, right. 2-1. Shoe size.
Ooh. Now, I'm an 8.
I am a 6.
Because you have little diddy feet.
And she says, smallest wins. 2-0.
I think she assumes that she wants me to win deep down, but she's just assuming that being a girl, I'll be curvier. And being a boy, you'll have big feet. But unfortunately, you are basically Sandy Toksvig in drag. That's what you are.
See, I can't hear the name Sandy Toksvig without doing my Sandy Toksvig impression, which you can't see on the radio. And finally, number five.
Yes.
Gender.
Ooh, what's your agenda?
I am male.
Well, I am female.
And she says, female wins.
Yay!
So, Heidi, your favourite from now on, based on Top Trumps, is Izzy Lawrence.
Welcome to my side, Heidi. Heidi ho. No, I didn't call you a hoe. Damn it, I think I might have lost her.
So, you got a Twitter this week about the Daily Mail, is that right?
Well, you see, that's why I'm a bit annoyed, because I went to Co-op late and they'd sold out of Daily Mail, so I understand why, because they had a special, apparently, in this month's Daily Mail, which was this month's.
Yeah, if only it did only come out once a week.
It's not even the bloody Daily Mail, Simon. You get it so wrong, you're an idiot.
If you got it in the week, I presumed that it was...
No, it's the Sunday Mail. I didn't get it. No, I got it yesterday.
The Mail on Sunday, then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Mail on Sunday. They have an Islam special. It's this guy called DC Turner who tweeted this episode of the Sunday Mail. The Mail on Sunday. Is an episode the right one?
It's an edition.
Nah, it's a brochure.
It's not. It's a bag of vile filth and bigotry.
Well, particularly this one, because they've got an ultra-shocking front page, apparently, which says burqas stenciled in red writing. And inside, it's all about understanding Islam. But this is the way they're trying to talk about Sharia, which is the law is like a curry. The different elements help improve the flavour. I think his word is facepalm. That's how he describes.
Quite. So is it saying that Sharia law,
yes,
is like curry?
Yes. Whereas normal law is like brisket.
If you do want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can tweet.
You can tweet. Well, you can tweet me. You can't tweet you. I got tweeted. I got loads.
We could set up a Sunday Supplement Twitter account.
No, because if we do that, then all the people who follow me are going to follow that instead.
Aww.
And I'll be all alone on my own.
Okay.
I feel all alone and naked and vulnerable. And, you know, I quite like feeling naked and vulnerable, though. So that's quite good.
Me too.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't like to wander into the centre of town, completely starkers, and sit there and cry?
We really literally have nothing in our papers this week, so we're going to do the horoscopes.
Yeah, because that literally is nothing.
That's weird.
What's weird?
Just read the bottom of the page and it says, for your horoscope, text done with your questions.
Every time I tell you, it's your mum who does that. I keep telling you.
Not my mum. My mum is not called Barbara.
Yes, she is.
So Izzy's going to give me two of her horoscopes and I've got to guess which one pertains to me. I am a Cancer.
So is this your one, Simon? It looks like someone has the wrong impression of your feelings for a certain person that you get on well with. Mercury offers you answers to a financial problem on Monday, so do use it well.
Right.
Okay.
That's the first one. Okay.
That's the first one. Now, the second one is, things started going wrong quite early on in the month, but although it will seem as if things are against you this week as well, fate actually has your best interests at heart.
So, basically, one of them is one of my friends is going to be rude to me. And the other one is, you've had a rubbish week, Simon.
Yeah, so actually both quite accurate.
Yeah, that's... Well, I wouldn't classify you as a friend. So, all right, I'm going to go with the bad week because, you know, it did start bad and then I remembered that I wasn't 33.
So, Simon, were you born between April 21st and May 20th?
No.
That would be the wrong one then. That's actually Taurus's. This is a lady called Claire Petulengro. She's got amazing, amazing hair and tits. Anyway, the first one, June 21st to July 20th, that was Cancer. That's what you are, Simon. That's Cancer. That's saying that one of your friends is going to be mean to you, and that'll be me.
Well, my Cancer says, with Mercury so close to the sun in Cancer, there could be a number of crossed wires.
See, according to Claire, Mercury offers you answers to a financial problem. So nothing to do with crossed wires.
Are you suggesting they're just making it up as they go along?
Oh, that can't be the case, Simon. I mean, these people get paid a fortune.
Do you know the horoscope columnist of the Daily Mail gets paid more than the editor?
Yeah, I think the most highly played journalist on Fleet Street is a horoscope person.
Yeah, that's because they get their phone lines, probably.
I don't know if they'd count that as part of their salary, just the phone lines.
I don't know, to be honest.
I think that might be on top of it.
Well, either way, it's all a load of bollocks. Can I say that, or am I going to be opening up myself to some libelous...
I think you are a fallible idiot, and as long as you say that's opinion and not fact, you should be fine.
Right. I don't want to say it's opinion and not fact.
Well, it is your opinion that it is.
It is my opinion that that is a fact.
Good one. Allegedly. I want to say, as an opinion and not a fact, chiropractors are a pain in the neck.
It's time to measure up our humdongers for length, girth and tumescence now.
Tumescence is a good word.
Tumescence is a good word.
Because you can use it to a child to describe anything and get them to say it. And like after dinner, you can say, oh, it's not very clever if you use the word tumescent. And so you can get a little kid going, oh, that gravy was tumescent, mother.
Oh, that roast beef was tumescent, mummy.
Yeah, no. See, roast beef is a bit too... You have to sort of say, oh, those doilies are tumescent.
Okay.
It has to be something which is definitely not tumescent, whereas beef, kind of meaty.
You had your hair cut. Yeah, it looks tumescent.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
Right, my humdonger this week is a double page spread, and here is the headline. I hope soap fans won't hate me for cheating on Tyrone. I'm not like that in real life. And it's a whole double page spread about her having an affair in the soap opera and how she doesn't want people to hate her for it. She claims that she'll have to wear a hard hat when she goes shopping.
See, I've got Beauty and the Beast. Cara Toynton, 25, Feast EastEnder Dawn Swan, talks about her fling with Phil Mitchell, leaving the square and reality TV rumours. Some people never learn. Dawn is one of those people.
Mine's Vicky Binns in Corrie. So it's not the same person.
Phil Mitchell looks incredible, man.
Does he look like he's eaten a giant beetroot as big as his head and has got it stuck in his throat?
Well, the picture they've got of him, he isn't like, you know, bright pink and like he's having a poo. It's just basically the side of his head and it looks a bit like a roll-on deodorant.
Okay, so can you beat off my humdonger?
I can beat it off easy with pets and their people. Your amazing animals and wonderful wildlife. Pet of the week. Over easy. Egg fan Bowser. Who is he? Bowser, a year-old Shih Tzu. Rates, playing football, walkies, lots of cuddles, and a boiled egg on a Sunday morning. Hates nothing. He's too easygoing. Owner is Liam, 14, Rowan, 12, and 7-year-old Ross Gehring from Hastings, East Sussex. To nominate your pet of the week, email or write to us with details and a photo.
I thought it'd be a celebrity pet.
Nope.
You better not send a picture of me to them.
It's a random pet. And it literally, they've taken up column space to tell the world about a dog who likes to eat boiled eggs.
With the shells on?
No, it doesn't even give that detail, Simon. It lacks that interest.
So, yeah, I have to admit, that is more of a humdonger than mine.
Thank you very much.
I've got humdonger envy now.
My humdonger is tumescent.
Time to decide then who has the superior.
For goodness sake, Simon, we've got to try.
Well, they're both rubbish.
Yes, they are.
Absolutely pap.
I've even got a headline that says Kerry Cash Toner.
I can actually feel my soul dripping out of my bottom.
What have you got to give away free? Because I bet I can beat you. Front page, do you have anything to give away free?
All right, my freebie, other than Posh and Beck's on their Island of Love, is a free 32-page Ashes guide.
That's nothing. I've got free for every reader, pick them up today, 12 heavy-duty batteries at Poundland.
Wow, they're really getting desperate.
Now that is a sign of the credit crunch more than anything. When that is like, oh, batteries, and here, fuel.
Free next week, a bag of air. Oh no, that's Plasmonics. Yeah. Okay, so do you want to win or what?
What I really want is a cup of tea and some cake.
Well, they're not giving it away in the papers, so you can't have it.
You could eat the batteries and get stung.
You could eat the batteries and do that thing where you get that horrible taste on your tongue. You couldn't eat a battery for that very reason. Because you go, ooh, like that.
Yeah, you can eat things, go, ooh, you know.
Name one thing that makes you go, ooh, like that.
Really, really, really slimy aubergine.
Ooh.
Yeah,
but
it tastes nice, so you're like, oh.
Apples?
Nipples?
You've just guessed the word that I was thinking of on my Facebook status.
What was that? Nipples.
Yeah.
Hey!
So you go put it on my status and I'll put Izzy wins.
Izzy wins.
So hang on, right, if you cut Yoda in half...
All your seeds fall out.
Yeah.
You didn't like it either. Basically, what you got to do to defeat Yoda is skewering him, stick him in, like, toffee, and sell him to children. Or name a computer company after him.
The Yoda iPod. Yoda Pod Eye.
Pod Eye.
Ah, we're hilarious.
I know we are, aren't we? We didn't have any inches this week.
Slinky hips, you mean.
Yeah. So somebody's got to win that, Simon. So you're going to have to go on a date.
Well, only if they choose me.
Well, only one person's done that so far. So I think they live in America. So it's going to be quite expensive for you.
Well, we didn't say we'd pay for the date, did we?
Oh, that's true. No, you have to take Simon out.
Yeah, that's a good prize. I like that.
Your prize is to buy his lunch.
All right. So as the storm clouds gather outside Simon's window...
Yeah, they are. They're a bit scary.
The paper you should have bought last week was none of ours.
None of ours.
Go and get something better. There must have been something
good. You should have enjoyed the implied racism of the Mail on Sunday. That's
not really implied, was it?
I don't think they were genuinely trying to be racist, to be fair. I just think they were.
We're not here next week, I'm afraid, because I'm going away.
Again?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Eton.
Not rehab.
I'm not going to rehab, no.
Why are you going to Eton? Are you going to become somebody's fag and do prep with them?
I believe I already am somebody's fag. Izzy.
You're not my fag. I don't put you in my mouth and try and light you.
You probably would if you could.
Yeah, probably.
So, say goodbye.
No.
Go on, say it.
I don't want to go back in the box.
Yeah, well, you have to.
I hate you.
Say goodbye.
No.
Say goodbye.
I'm a bit needy at the moment. I need company.
Right, I'm just going to stop recording like I did last week.
Okay. Goodbye, Simon. Goodbye, readers. Goodbye. Bye, world.